Are climate protesters sticking to the wrong message? Here's a thought.
Getting in a fix. If you stick to your principles and hold your pluck, or stick your nose in somewhere to run amok, or stick to your word and fight head on in a ruck, or stay a stick in the mud when misfortune has struck, or stick to your guns when you just run out of luck, then sticking to stubbornness means you'll come unstuck. Clergyman Pete, I ask you, what do you think about the climate protesters' acts of sticking themselves to roads, paintings, and many other things? Are they just simply stuck to the wrong ideology?
Well, I think that's the main point, that it's wrong, that the message they're trying to get across is fatally flawed. Not that you shouldn't be concerned about the environment, and we've discussed this quite often on Mark and Pete, that you should be concerned about the environment, and polluting the world is going on a vast scale, and there are things that could be done. But this is not what they're talking about. Their message is sadly mistaken. Mm. So, yeah, they're sticking to the wrong message. They've got their underlying principles are wrong. Their ideas about global warming are wrong. Even even the scientists who think that climate change is about to change the most,
yeah,
believe that it's only going to rise by a few degrees over the next by the end of the century. And so what you're talking about really is not a huge catastrophe, but you're talking about need to gradually and carefully prepare for changes.
Well,
so therefore, the whole basis for them taking drastic action is wrong.
Well, let's pour some solvent on their glued policies.
Okay.
So what happened recently is climate protesters decided to attach their own apocalyptic vision of the future to a John Constable masterpiece in the National Gallery. So two activists, which had painted on their white T-shirts, "Just Stop Oil," stepped over the road barrier in front of the Heywayne oil painting, that classic painting that we all know and love,
very well know.
And then decided to attach themselves to the frame. Now, what this did is that not only did it actually act as a PR stunt, it obviously was very disruptive. At the time, there were actually tourists and people from schools who were actually ushered out of the room rather quickly, and police attended the event. Now, the thing here is that whilst, of course, this got attention, apart from destruction to the actual frame itself, the artifact, what we really got to get to here is that what is it they're actually up against? And this is where I have the issue with their cause. Their cause is the Just Stop Oil principle, the meaning being that those people who are oil producers throughout the world, who are in petrochemicals, who basically a society, 21st century, built on the last century of oil, is destructive to the environment. Now, here's my thing. We can talk about that. We can go into the scientific detail. But let me just ask these JSO people, what do you do after you've been unglued and you go back to your warm and cozy houses that is built on the principle of obviously petrochemicals, plastics, oil, and so on? It's almost to me as though they're leading two lives. On the one hand, they want to enjoy the 21st century and all the trappings that brings. But actually what they're doing is they're going out protesting and being activists against it.
Now,
I can't see where that they are following their own principles and practices. And that's the issue that I have. Now, we can talk about the science, definitely. That's important in the context of things. But here's where I have the issue with the individuals. Gluing yourself to a road, as we've seen many a time, we've seen on the M25 and many other roads, they've glued themselves to many other artifacts. Maybe they should just simply stay at home, glue themselves to their plastic cabinets at home, and just stay there and realize that you cannot remove oil from the society that we've built. Because if you did, many, many, many people will die. Why?
Yes.
Hospitals need the oil and the products, the byproducts that are made. Schools need them. Our society needs them. We are built around oil. So, Clergyman Pete, I wanted to sort of take that angle, because I think that this is really getting to the issue of putting solvent on their policies.
I think that you bring up a key point, that they're being hypocritical. Now, I think I disagree with you slightly, in that my impression is that they genuinely believe this stuff, but they're plain wrong. Yeah. You're taking the position, I think, that really they know that they're wrong.
Oh, I think they do.
So that the attraction is doing the protesting, that it's some sort of
I'm always amused. I mean, look at these, you know, end fuel fossils and things like that, and they're sitting there in the little plastic tents with the plastic cups and all the other things. Where do you think that comes from, folks?
I saw that you were saying plastic cabinets, because that's made from oil. When you talked about them being glued to them earlier, interestingly, these particular protesters stuck a printout of an alternative version of the hay wagon. So in this version, there's an aircraft going overhead. There's a fire going on in the grounds.
Yes. Which in itself is artistic.
Yeah. There's a double yellow line on the road, and there's obviously lots of pollution around. Now, this being the case, you know, the hay's on fire. That's interesting. And I could see you doing a brilliant online campaign with various memes, reimagining different pastoral paintings with the pollution there. You can even have
it's an artistic viewpoint.
Yeah, yes. You could even have another painting. You could have the Mona Lisa having a bad cough. You know, you could have this as a brilliant campaign, and it would have made. You see, I've given them an idea there. You could have done it using what are now known as memes. And pump those out on the internet, and you could have had a big effect. Here, what you've done is turn people against your ideas.
Yeah.
And so it's although we differ, you and I, Mark, we'll say on what their motivation is. I don't actually know, but I was assuming they were genuine. You'll say, well, it smacks of hypocrisy. But although I don't disagree with the fact that in effect it's hypocritical, because they were going off and using their iPhones to navigate around and that sort of thing, and so they're using the effects of this oil-based economy that they're criticizing. But the actual methods they're using to protest are turning people against the ideas that they're trying to promulgate. So it's all in all, it's I suppose the best word I can think of is it's a bit stupid, isn't it?
Well, I think it's misplaced efforts.
Misplaced, yeah, absolutely.
And I think that the key here is we all want to make sure that we are building a sustainable future. Everyone gets that. I will tell you that there are lots of people who are obviously actively working on it. The industries are working on this. There is a tremendous amount of effort and resource, and there's tremendous progress, not just in industry, but governments and others. Yeah. You cannot hinder that progress, and you've got to allow the experts to get to that cause. Again, what I would say is, dare I say in lay terms, if you pull the plug on oil, our society will crumble. So let the appropriate people work on this. I don't have a problem with people thinking about the impact on environment. Where I do think, just to cover my point here, is I think that the sustainability and the recycling of plastics, etc., is definitely an issue. So what we've seen where rivers and oceans are just filled with it, that's where I have the issue. Climate warming or climate change is another matter. But look, when it comes to making protests, there are ways in which you do it. And I think you're right that the key thing here is that when they do this, they're undermining their efforts. For the vast majority of people, they are actually not respectful of these individuals. I think it's too destructive. And please, when you do go back to your modern 21st century homes, think about what you use. Are you really following through what you practice?
Yes.
What you preach?
And finally, let me just say that although I don't think they're personally stupid or unintelligent, I think they're doing something stupid. They're obviously bright and very motivated individuals. Yes. I just wish that they were doing something else or going about it in a different way. But
I think that I would invite our listeners to be glued to our podcasts. But most importantly, Clergyman Pete, do you want to invite them to make some comments?
Do you know, Do you know, I was just thinking of doing that, Mark. Yes. Mm. In fact, what I would suggest is, here's the thing, go to markandpete.com. Just sign up there to Spreaker, which is our podcast distribution host, and you can leave as many comments as you like on as many episodes as you like. One of the things people like to do is really binge listen to the Mark and Pete episodes. One leads into another. Please, you know, leave a comment on every one. We'd love to hear from you. But for Mark and Pete, for this episode, it's, well, bye for now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.